Third part of Chala, Mishnah Zayin. We're now talking about mixtures of different grains. We learned before that of the five grains, if we mix all the five grains in any fashion, and we have a shear of Chala, then the mixture is five of Chala. But here, the grains are mixed with Oret, with rice. Rice is not one of the five grains, and therefore it's part of the Chala. So, it says ha'isa ha'isa min ha'chita min ha'oiris yesh b'tam dogen chayev z'chal. There's a rule by Yisurim Tam Tika that if you have something with a flavor, some of the meat juice that gets mixed in with potatoes, as long as you can taste the meat juice and the potatoes, even though it's minority, there's a roiv of potatoes, it's still not buffalo and everything's awesome. So, similar to that idea, we're saying in respect to challah, as long as you taste, it tastes like the grain, like the wheat, it doesn't taste like rice, it's chayav b'challah. Now, here is a much bigger chiddush, because over there is going to say that the issa is not bottled, but we don't say that the whole thing becomes issa. It's 10% issa. You say, yeah, 10% issa, that wasn't the bottle. Well, here we're saying that the rice is mitzarev to the shear. So if you have a shear of challah and it's comprised of wheat and rice and it tastes like wheat, we say that that's good enough even though you don't have a full shear of the wheat. So the nature of rice is that it's mixed together with grains. You make a flour, a rice flour and wheat flour, that it takes on the nature of the grain. And the name of the yeti, that's going to be yeti, it's mitzvah of eating matzah and pesach with such a matzah, even though it's, let's say, only a third of wheat, still you'd be eitzah. So if the person can't have wheat, we have a new eitzah one to have rice matzahs, which only have, you know, they only have the minimum amount of wheat. The rice matzahs with enough wheat flour in it to give it a flavor. The truth is that today, just practically speaking, for pesach, if the person is sensitive to wheat, there are oat masses and spelt masses that are easier on some people's systems. If the mixture is made in a fashion that you cannot taste the flavor of the grain, of the wheat, then we say that it doesn't matter the status of wheat, and it's part of some challah, and it's not considered mass in respect to Pesach.